Hi everyone, welcome back to the For Good podcast. My name is Jenna and this is a place to talk about all of the thoughts, conversations, and people that have changed me and my life for the better and for good. Wow, it has been a long time. I think probably over a year, not over 2 years, at least over a year since I recorded last, and in a lot of ways a lot has changed since then, but maybe not as much. In August, I finished grad school and I'm about 6 months into my first full-time social work job, which feels kind of surreal. It feels like I've been there longer than 6 months, but in other ways, I'm like, wow, I still feel like such a baby therapist and there's still so much for me to learn. I think I'd mentioned when I was doing my internship in grad school, that was just like an outpatient therapy setting, and I was also doing group therapy, and now I work as an infant toddler therapist. So I meet with pregnant moms, meet with kiddos up until the age of 5, and have really, really been loving it and feel just so humbled to get to do that work and feel really honored that so many families are welcoming to let me into their space and into just the rawness and the reality of their lives and their situations, and to just be able to walk alongside them has been truly incredible. And I feel like it's such a niche area of social work that I really didn't know existed and that we didn't really talk about a lot in undergrad or even in grad school. But it's a really special place where I feel like my love of babies and working with kids is combined with more of the talk therapy, outpatient therapy, which I had experience from in grad school, where all those kind of interests and passions get to meet together, and such a cool age range of meeting with babies that are just a few weeks old to kids that are 4 or 5. Yeah, it just looks very different day to day depending on who I'm meeting with and what we're working on. But I have really, really loved that and feel deeply invested into that work. And that takes up, honestly, a lot of my time and energy and a lot of that mental energy as I'm still navigating work-life balance and a full-time job for the first time. But very, very excited. I feel very supported and very much like that is where God wants me to be right now. I also moved into a new house, but I'm still living with some of my best friends. It definitely feels like a bit of an upgrade from the college houses with the mixed matched furniture and wall colors and pots and pans. So it feels like a nice upgrade and a really fun part of town where we can walk to coffee shops and restaurants and really just enjoy kind of getting to know the community and the place that we're in. And it's also a nice short walk to church, which I think has been lovelier in the warmer months, again, just to walk there and get to know more of the people in the community there. As far as other updates, I'm having a hard time remembering what all has happened since the last time I recorded, but let me think. I have still been loving hosting parties and events. So I hosted a little like bachelorette party for one of my dear friends, Sheila, who was on the podcast, where we had pizza, drinks, watched a movie in our house. We also did a housewarming party with ice cream sundaes. I did an at-home cafe party for my graduation, and that was really fun to just play barista for all of my friends. Yeah, so lots of hosting, trying to create warm, cozy spaces for everyone in the new house. I've been reading a lot. I'm part of a book club with some of my friends, which has been really lovely to make reading more of a consistent routine in my life versus where I go like 4 months without even thinking about reading and then want to read 3 books in the span of 3 days. So it definitely feels nice that that's a little more built in and good time to see friends then as well. Beyond that, I feel like I can't really think of other like huge updates to share with you guys, but I've been enjoying cooking, watching tons and tons of movies, going to concerts, But maybe I'll just keep it kind of short and sweet and end the life updates there. I definitely would love to do more of an in-depth episode on my job and what that entails and kind of infant mental health as a framework in general, but I don't want to do that today because I have such a special guest, someone I have been eagerly awaiting, asking to be on the pod, because it feels kind of like a hard launch for the podcast, at least. I'm really excited for you guys to get to meet our guest and hear our conversation, and hopefully you'll get to giggle and laugh with us and get a little bit of a picture of what our relationship looks like. In today's episode, I will be talking with Tyler about what it's like to live in the present and to live a slow and unhurried life. He has so much wisdom to share on the topic, and that is very much just how his life is embodied, being very patient, very steady, and very unhurried. So I'm excited for you guys to get to hear our conversation and to learn more about him, learn more about us. I know that you are absolutely going to love him. So let's jump into the episode.
Are we live? Is this thing on?
This thing is on. You want to say hi?
No. Hi, guys. This is Tyler. And if I did take a long time to think, can you edit that out? Why not?
Has to be real. Real life, baby.
Well, that's the beauty of behind the scenes of post-production. The film is made in the edit, they say.
Maybe. This is Tyler.
This is Tyler Poole.
What's your middle name?
This is Tyler Robert Poole.
And your phone number.
And everyone, you can reach me at, no, I'm not going to say that.
Okay. So the first question I have for you, or first thing I'd like you to do, is just introduce yourself to the podcast. Tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, what you enjoy, who you are.
Sure. Okay. So I'm Tyler. I'm 25 years old.
He's young.
I'm so old at this point. I went to Calvin University and I got a degree in data science and a minor in German, which I often forget about because I don't use it. And I work at Dematic doing data analytics, and I don't need to get into all of the stuff I do, but I work from home, which I really, really enjoy. Stuff I like to do, I like to read and watch and discuss film or movies. I really enjoy hanging out with my friends, whether that's, again, watching a movie or getting a drink or playing video games or getting dinner or I don't know, what have you. I really enjoy hanging out with all my many friends. I enjoy doing physical activity stuff. Sometimes I'm a runner, but I kind of hate running too, so that's interesting. But I've been playing pickleball, like everyone has been playing pickleball. I enjoy playing pickup basketball, I don't know, stuff like that. I enjoy being outside, being active, even though I need to get off my couch more often than I do.
Hey, balance. Okay, next question. Can you describe yourself in 3 to 5 words?
Very content. That's a word for for better, for worse, content, I would say. If I may, genuine. I think I'm a genuine guy, and
it's are very genuine.
Something I also really try to be, so genuine. And I don't know if I want to say curious, because I don't think I'm quite curious, but I think I enjoy
learning.
I enjoy learning, and I enjoy kind of knowing things and being knowledgeable about things. Mm-hmm. So that. Yeah.
So those. I think you're also very selfless.
Oh, thank you.
I think that, and you're humble too, and modest. But I think that you think of other people first, and like, it makes you happy to like help them and think of them first.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think is the case for a lot of people.
Hmm. Yeah, I do try to do that.
Like things like,
yeah, I know.
Or like fixing something for someone.
Yeah.
Like you would enjoy that, and I'd be like,
well, it's because I like fixing things in general.
No, but you still like do it to help people.
Yeah, I enjoy helping out people, especially when it's helping my friends with something. Or
like driving someone to the airport.
Yeah,
or...
yeah. Yeah, I love driving people to the airport, actually. No, I'm not kidding.
It's a really good ask.
I usually go there in the middle of my workday, and I get to drive, and
Not if your boss is listening. Kyle?
I don't think Kyle's...
If Kyle's listening, he's joking. Never during the workday.
Yeah. No.
No, but I think you're very selfless, and I think it, like, comes very naturally to you. You don't have to, like, put a lot of effort into thinking, oh, like, I should do this. This would be a good thing to do. I think you just do that.
I wonder if I wasn't always, because I remember as a kid, my parents would do this to me. They would take their fingers, right, and they would hold up one and say, like, Tyler, and then with the other finger, they would draw a circle around it, like, world.
Oh, no!
As in, like, you know, you believe the world revolves around you. Tyler,
when
world.
When would they do that?
If I was being selfish or not, if I was not thinking beyond myself, that was the idea, like...
That is like, that feels like that is not you at all right now, though.
Well, maybe it did work. But yeah, like you got to
give him a shout out.
You got to think beyond yourself. The world does not revolve around you.
Yeah.
And that's the idea.
Well, I think you're good at that now.
Thank you.
And I think that you're very patient.
Thank you.
I think you're a really good listener.
Thank you.
I think you're pretty attentive to people. You get along with a lot of people.
I am.
If they're very, very different from you, like you can get along with any personality, and they're like, oh, like.
It's because I'm very agreeable to a fault.
Not to a fault. You can't bring yourself down on the podcast. This is like uplifting.
I'm probably going
to
try
encouraging words. See, that's you trying to be all modest and humble.
Well, yes, it is.
Where you just get to brag on yourself. I get to brag on you though.
Okay.
Okay, next question is one of my favorite ones I get to ask people
for
the beginning of the episode is tell the story about how we met.
Wow. Did you tell the podcast that we're boyfriend, girlfriend, that we're dating?
No. I didn't. I just said my friend Tyler was going to be on.
I am also your friend among many things, yes.
Very special friend.
Yes. Okay.
Friend at our core, you know, as the core of our relationship.
That's facts.
Friendship has to be there.
So we both went to the same university. However, you're 2 years below me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was living off campus, you were in the dorms, and I don't think we ever really overlapped at all in any context. But we both knew a friend, so my best friend... Simon and my roommate for a long time, and then you know Simon because of being involved in orientation leadership type stuff.
So he was my boss.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew both of us and set us up on a date.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out
and
we went to Eastern Kiel and got drinks. And we were having such a good time, and one of the people next to us leaned over and said, "You guys are just having the best first date ever."
And we were.
And
the
we
thing
were.
Is we were.
And as they say, the rest
and
is history.
Also, we've had multiple people that will like come up to us and be like, "You guys like look so alike. You guys look like you're like meant to be together."
Well,
they do. Yes.
They also say we're
tall,
look like
blonde.
They also say we look like siblings.
Okay, but they say that we look good together.
They also
supposed,
say we
we're
look,
supposed to be
they
together.
They also do say that. Yes.
So we have multiple stranger confirmations.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, that's a good, pretty good explanation. So yeah, we're boyfriend girlfriend.
We're boyfriend girlfriend.
For how long?
For almost 19 months. Just over a year and a half.
Yeah, so this is my boyfriend here. I was very excited to get him onto the podcast, but I had to wait till things were a bit more serious.
A bit more locked down.
He was a little bit too scared if I would have hard launched a long time ago on the podcast, but obviously I was very excited to have him on here because he is very precious and the love of my life. So before we get into the topic for today's episode, what?
Yeah.
I thought we could do one of the We're Not Really Strangers questions.
Yes.
Because normally I've done these by myself, but I thought it could be fun for us to both do one and answer one together.
Yay. Okay.
And because we have the couples edition.
Yes.
And we're a couple.
Yes, we are. Okay. What?
Actually.
Okay. Okay. So... And this is me asking you, and
okay.
then you will ask me. So
okay.
we're answering for each other.
Okay.
It says, what do I love that most people dislike?
Your budgeting app. Or like doing math in general.
Yeah.
Do you think most people eat cereal for breakfast?
Probably not in their older ages.
Yeah. You love that though.
I love eating my cereal for breakfast, yes.
You love that.
I have one for you, if you'd like for me to go.
Yeah, I guess. I wish I had a better one for you, though.
That's okay. You love running. And, like,
yeah.
you love running in a way I've never met in someone. Where you, like actively enjoy the act of it.
Yeah.
You are on a run and you are filled with pleasure
yeah.
from it.
Yeah, that's very true.
Whereas even I, someone who says I like running...
Mm-hmm.
I do not like to go on runs.
Mm, not in the same way.
Not in the same way at all. So I think you're unique in that aspect.
Thank you. Maybe this just isn't what I like. But I think you actually like really, 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 really enjoy reading the instruction manuals to things.
Oh, that's a good answer.
As well.
Yeah, I do.
I like detest that.
Yeah. Even,
I hate that. I hate doing that. But you want to like, you like enjoy sitting down and be like,
oh
I'm
yeah.
going to like learn everything I can about this thing.
Uh-huh. And before I can use it. So I know how to use it properly. Like
I would never do that.
Yeah. I
would never do that.
Even for silly stuff. I got this new toaster a few weeks ago. I know how a toaster works, obviously. But I read the instruction manual
now
for
you
my
really
toaster.
Know.
Now I really know. And I learned some secrets about, I didn't learn any secrets, but I could have.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we kind of already hinted at this earlier when you were describing yourself and talking about yourself a bit, but one of my favorite things about you is how present you are and how, like, unhurried you are, which I sometimes can be, a little bit frustrating, but more than that is, like, very... grounding, I think, for the people around you and very like inspiring to me as someone who is always like 10 feet ahead in every decision or everything that I do, like always looking to the future. So I really admire that you are like just very still and very present with where you're at. So my first question with that is, how long do you feel like you've known that about yourself or noticed that about yourself? Where do you think that comes from? If you think that's accurate,
I do think that's accurate.
Okay.
You put a very nice spin on it. Thank you. How long have I known that about myself? I don't know. I wasn't always one for self-reflection growing up. So certainly not as a kid was it something I thought about with myself. And maybe,
or like,
and maybe I wasn't even as a kid, but maybe in like high school, let's say, that's something I would have probably recognized as a trait of mine. I think part of it comes from, like you said, agreeableness, wanting to like go with the flow, please everyone, not hamper anything, you know, not mm-hmm. not clog anything up. And to do so, you have to have no expectations about what's going to happen and have no plan for what's going to happen. Mm. So you can just be okay with whatever goes on. Mm-hmm. Perhaps
then you won't be disappointed or you won't be stressed. Yeah. Stressed, I mean,
and that is kind of like a cynical way of looking at it, but I think there's also some truth in that mindset for myself. Like if you don't put any expectations on something, then you can't be disappointed. And I don't think that's how I fully believe or see the mm-hmm. world, because that's pretty pessimistic.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps there's a touch of that in myself. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you feel like you can recall a time when other people noticed that in you, like your parents or like friends when you got older? Because like now you very much know yourself as someone that mm-hmm. like is agreeable, goes with the flow,
mm-hmm.
quite literally is running late to every social interaction you have because mm-hmm. you aren't too rushed.
Mm-hmm. Maybe in college when it was like, you know, like people are like, hey, who wants to go do this? And I'm always one to be like, sure, I'll do it.
Mm.
Yeah. And I think people would be like, yeah, Ty is always down, which is a quality I appreciated about myself. I want to be the guy that is always down to do anything mm-hmm. whenever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And I feel like that shows up in like your friends' personalities and the different types of friends that you have.
The people I'm drawn to, for sure.
Like, I think you have like friends that have all sorts of different personalities mm-hmm. and like
mm-hmm.
demeanors and, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I definitely gravitate more towards people that are very similar to me emotionally and personality wise, probably.
Yeah.
Cause I'm a little bit more intimidated by people that are maybe more blunt or maybe. Yeah.
And that doesn't bother me too much.
Like joking. I don't know.
I think I'm drawn to strong personalities.
Because it
complements myself. It's something to play off of
mm-hmm.
instead of be the source for something.
See, because you're so humble and like modest.
Again, that's a nice way of putting it. But you could also say I don't take initiative and I don't.
Well, we're talking about positive things about you.
Okay.
And because I don't want you. This isn't to make you feel bad.
No, I don't feel badly about this. Okay. I know who I am.
Okay, that's good. Good answer. But I think like your personality and like character, who you are, like lends yourself to just like being able to get along with a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
probably in the workplace, with your friendships,
mm-hmm.
with your family.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever feel
like it's a burden to bear?
No, I kind of wanted to ask, like, do you ever feel like, these are very targeted questions. These are not open-ended questions.
That's fine. I love a targeted question.
They're supposed to be open-ended though. That's how interviewers do it. How do you feel like your own personality or needs or opinions show up when you're around other people?
I mean, often they don't. Or you could also say my needs, wants, opinions are whatever the majority of the group wants to do. Like my opinion is, well, what will be best for other people?
Mm.
And I think that's true. Especially on like, there's probably so many topics or ideas that I don't really care too much about, you know? Mm-hmm. And then it's like, okay, I don't care. Let's mm-hmm. let someone who does care
speak on it.
Yeah. Lead the way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Which could also come from if you're an Enneagram 9.
Mm-hmm. Which not wanting, we think I am.
Which we think you are, the peacemaker, not wanting to like ruffle any feathers, not wanting to have any conflict with people.
Yes.
Very much would rather go with the flow.
Yes.
And keep everyone else happy.
Yes.
But also at the same time, whether like knowingly or not, you're still like pushing down some of your opinions. Maybe you don't have an opinion on the matter, but you're still like making your voice or opinion smaller because you'd rather let everyone else choose, probably.
Maybe to, I think the first question you asked me was like, where does that come from? This agreeableness, presentness. And maybe it does. I feel like I have memories of, say, like, let's say, like, you know, elementary school or middle school of wanting, maybe not wanting people to like me, but not wanting people to dislike me for a certain trait or tick or, you know, thing that I did. I don't know. I feel like you'd see that and you'd like, you know, you think of someone and it's like, oh, I don't like that thing that they do. Or like, they're this, you know, they're this way. Like, they're this certain way sometimes. It's just like, ugh. Or like, oh, they said that thing that like kind of like ruffled some feathers.
Like rubbed you the wrong way.
Yeah, exactly. So then you didn't
want to rub anybody the
wrong way. So I never wanted to like be that person or like have someone say that about me. So I feel like that could be kind of foundational perhaps. It's molding myself to never ruffle a feather. Never.
But like, then it's like you're not
push
giving
someone the wrong way.
Oh yeah, I guess so. Okay, now I'm this is like the most like targeted subjective
that's
interview
fine.
Ever. This is not objective at all. But then it makes me think about how like I feel like you more so mirror the people around you or like would shine a light on them and their personalities rather than it like be it all on you.
Yeah, probably. I would probably prefer it that way.
Which is just interesting because I feel like some people want to be the star of the room or they want to like have their chance to work a room or feel really seen and heard. And not that you don't want to feel seen and heard and known, but I think like
everyone has, like I have those moments, sure, you know? Like there are moments where that's what I want, but those are few and far between. I really appreciate people. Not trying to say I appreciate myself. I appreciate people, though, that can work behind the scenes or who, we have a friend who I say this a lot about, but who is really funny and could own the room, but doesn't and, you know, doesn't need to. But the fact that he, you know, has that wit to pull it out if he wants to, I really
like whether they're not really trying to
Be
funny, but just are.
Yes, they just naturally take it and they're not, you know, desperate for it. That's something I really appreciate.
Well, I think similarly, I feel like that's what I was saying with like, you are very selfless and do things for other people without even like thinking about it. Like you're not like announcing to everyone like, oh, I helped so-and-so and I did this thing. Like you're just going to do it because you care about them and because it's the right thing to do, but you're not looking for like a pat on the back or.
Yeah.
I don't think that you seek a lot of external validation, probably.
Probably not. No. Well, I don't
think I wanted to give it to you, but
I know. I don't think good deeds require a pat on the back.
Oh, so. Shoot.
Well, what's the Bible verse? Like the something along the lines of like the left hand shall not even know what the right hand does. You know, it's that idea.
That's true. But I'm just saying like you don't I feel like you don't do a lot of things looking for like recognition from the people around you.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
People like recognition.
Yeah. No, I...
But you don't really operate in that way, which
no,
is pretty admirable.
And I think, and this is maybe like going to come off a little self-inflating perhaps, or I think I almost prefer and like the tale of the unsung hero, if you will.
No way!
Yeah. And
no way.
Like,
so you're the unsung hero.
Well... I don't want to call myself that.
That's what I'm going to title this episode.
No, please do not. Oh I shouldn't even have said that.
No, that's funny.
No, but like, I should have said in my intro, like, I'm a huge nerd. Okay. So, but like, this is, like, I love Spider-Man, right? And that's, I think, one of the best qualities of that character is, you know, no one knows who he is. And then in many classic Spider-Man stories, like, people hate him, even. But he puts on the mask, and he goes out to save people because that's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. And it's you know, no one knows that Peter Parker is Spider-Man. But for Peter Parker, no one needs to know. And people can hate him.
That's why you'd be a good Spider-Man. You'd be such a good Spider-Man. Because you're so modest and humble and just a good neighborhood guy. You could be just waving and helping people and being a
but,
nice guy.
So that's, but like, I like that, that mythos, if you will.
That's crazy. If I may, the unsung hero.
The unsung hero, yes.
You are an unsung hero.
Well, thank
Love
you.
Love you. Okay, next question. What do you feel like the word presence means to you?
Obviously, it's more than just, you know, physically being in the room with someone, mm-hmm. but it's presence of mind and attentiveness and hearing, not even just listening, but hearing someone and creating space for them or their thoughts.
What are ways that you feel like you are present or not present in your day-to-day routine? Because I think a lot of that like goes along with being rather unhurried, being pretty present, pretty patient.
Well, I was just thinking about how I could even be more present in my day-to-day. Like, I feel like a lot of times, like, even if I'm, like, unloading the dishwasher, I will put on, like, a YouTube video to listen to while I unload the dishwasher. A task that takes less than 5 minutes. Or, like, while I'm getting ready for bed or, you know, something like that. And I think perhaps I need to be even more present just to let my mind wander. Because I think it's rather stifling for our brains to always just like consume never have a chance to like, you know, reach out. So maybe my answer is I need to be more present, because I don't know, I feel like I do like to consume my time or fill my time with lots of stuff to consume.
Okay.
Like, you know, I'll get off work, then sometimes I'll go straight to the PlayStation and boot it up and go right back into my game. Or like something like
not
that.
Not giving yourself like breaks in, in between things.
Yeah.
Okay, well, same word, but like how do you feel like you think about the present tense compared to like the past or the future? Which of those do you feel like you spend the most time thinking about, engaging in?
Well, the future is the thing I, of the three, the thing I think about the least. Certainly. It's probably the present and then the past. Because I like to be nostalgic and I enjoy to reminisce and think back on whatever. In the future, I usually don't enjoy
thinking
about. There's probably a healthy level of fear in that. Fear of what will happen, or fear if I, perhaps if I plan something, then it won't turn out. Sometimes I feel like I'm unable to picture things like far. I'm only able to like really think about things within a few month window. And I think beyond that is so far away, it's not even worth spending the mental energy to think about. So then usually, I'm left in the present.
Which isn't a bad thing, though.
No, which isn't a bad thing.
I think that like one of the reason I chose this as one of the many things I admire about you is because I don't think that you get too hung up on the past and like just like so nostalgic and so sentimental, which is a beautiful thing too. I do that a lot. Or too caught up with like your next move or the future and like living for your next plan or upcoming thing, where I feel like you're able to just like be very content with the here and the now.
I enjoy being content with where I'm at and with what I have.
I don't think that you have a lot of anxiety about the future either, which probably allows you. Like, you know what I mean? And like, I think, or you don't have a lot of anxiety in general.
That's true.
I would say.
Yes.
So then I feel like you're able to just like be with the here and the now. You know?
Yeah, that's fair. Yes.
How do you feel like you are able to keep yourself from sweating the small stuff?
Good question. Well, I feel like maybe it's just part of who I am. I don't know if I have like a trick to tell you.
Mm-hmm. The hack for anxiety.
Yeah, I don't have the hack for anxiety. I think there, I've always just, I don't know, stuff like that just doesn't get to me. I mean, mm-hmm. I remember my parents saying growing up, especially to my sister, who, well, this is more about like relating with people, but they always tell my sister, like, you gotta have thicker skin. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't let something that someone says like throw you off so much. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and maybe that perhaps relates to life in general. You gotta have, mm-hmm. you gotta have thick skin and be resilient, because otherwise it's too much. So I don't know if that's, I mean, that's what how I think about it. I don't know if that's why I think I'm just the way I am. I don't know if I have a defining moment, perhaps, mm-hmm. that influences that side of me. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
he doesn't know how he avoids sweating the small stuff.
We can edit that out.
No, it's okay. I think it's like very, very lovely and very admirable that you're able to just like stay relatively unwavered mm-hmm. by life. Mm-hmm. And I think in our relationship, like, that's very grounding. And I imagine that's how a lot of your friends feel too. Like, I don't think that there's any anxiety when people are with you.
Mm.
Because you're a very calming presence. Mm-hmm. And I think that, like, you would never say something or do something to make them feel judged or make them feel
mm-hmm.
nervous or on edge. So I think that, like, you bring that same, like, presence and calmness and contentment wherever you go, which, mm-hmm. like, really draws people in and makes people want to be around you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, what are some of your favorite, like, slower rhythms or routines that you enjoy? Things that, like, for you are really grounding in your mm-hmm. life
mm-hmm.
that you can, like, always fall back on and know that
mm-hmm.
know that you have.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy my daily games. there's like a really, you know, pristine image of me waking up and having a slow morning and drinking my coffee over a crossword, which isn't actually what happens. I'm usually doing the crossword when I'm at the office waiting for my coffee to brew. But I like those.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to sound a bit lame, or maybe you'll roll your eyes, but I like playing my video games before bed. Good point. And reading before bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Video games before bed. Perhaps it isn't great for my mind. Perhaps it keeps it too active. But I do like, for a little bit before I close out the day, perhaps escaping into this other place or
mm-hmm.
turning my mind off for a little bit and just having mm-hmm. some fun. And then reading before bed, I think, does help my mind calm down and sets me up in a good spot to sleep. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't read it that day, at least you'll have read a little bit before bed. So you always get some reading in, which I think is pretty important, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So those. A rhythm I've really grown to love over the last few years is Sunday dinner with my family, because I don't live with them anymore, obviously. And but they're I really, really appreciate all the relationships I have there, and they're quite a fundamental part of who I am. So
mm-hmm.
that weekly check-in, it's rarely like ever something serious, but just to see them, and it sets a good tone for my week.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I really, really like.
Mm-hmm. Those are really lovely.
Thank you.
Rhythms and routines. And I feel like you have some other ones, like book club with your friends.
Oh, sure.
Or
yeah.
Watching anime.
Also on Sundays is anime night, mm-hmm. which I really enjoy. It's a good way to see my buddies.
Or playing board games with your friends.
Yep.
I feel like seeing a movie at Wealthy Theater.
Yes, actually, that's a good one. I love going to Wealthy Theater on a Tuesday, even if it's something
watching a cheap movie.
Don't really know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So all of those things I feel like are helpful with, like, mm-hmm. how you're building your time in the present and being...
Hmm.
Being there for those people around you,
mm-hmm.
and also caring for yourself,
mm-hmm.
too.
Certainly.
Those are really good things.
Thank you.
You have any questions for me?
I get to ask.
No, I'm just trying to think if I have any other questions. Is there anything I'm missing? Talking about an unhurried life, being content, being present. Anything I haven't asked you yet that you feel is important to talk about?
No.
Okay.
I'm thinking.
How do you feel like that? This will be interesting. How do you feel like that shows up in our relationship?
Because
I think it, in a very good way, I think it does.
Okay, but, thank you.
That preface.
Well, I think that leads us to have really good conversations. I think we have really good conversations because we're present in the moment talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes it makes me a poor date planner.
Well, that's okay. Forgiven.
Oh, yay. I think it just allows it to have really good quality time together and really meaningful moments in the here and now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that what you would say?
Yeah. I think you remind me to like slow my roll very often because I can get very worked up about the future or even like what my week looks like or what work is looking like.
Mm.
I think you're very good at listening if I do want to process that, but like try not to let me dwell on that for too long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you're a very calming person to be with.
Oh.
Everyone just feels so safe and secure with you.
Thank you.
And I think now I feel like, I don't know, I feel a lot less stressed out if I'm like late to something, like running late to something. Whereas before, when we first started dating, I was like so more like high strung and anxious about like, oh, I need to get there like at least 5 minutes early so I can sit in my car until it's 2 minutes early, then I can go in. You know?
See, that's,
and now I'm like, now
so
it doesn't matter
funny.
At all.
People don't care.
People don't actually care
people
that
don't
much.
Care. I think people prefer if you're late. I personally prefer if you're 5 minutes late.
Really?
I would much rather have you be 10 minutes late than 2 minutes early.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's good to know. Good to know. No, but I think that you steady me and you ground me and you make me want to be a better person.
Oh, that's really sweet.
And,
thank you.
I just admire you so much.
No.
I love you so much.
Well, you know I do to you.
I think that you just make us better.
Oh.
And I just love you.
Oh, I love you too. You're very, very sweet to me.
Well, that's kind of all I got.
Really? Yeah. I'm trying to think if I have anything else on the topic.
Because I don't want it to, I don't want it to turn, I don't want it to turn like negative either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's another side.
The positive.
There's another side of the coin, but this is the positive
side. That's for everything.
Yes.
This is how you've changed my life for good,
for the better.
By being my boyfriend. Friend first.
Yeah. I don't know. I enjoy my laid back life. It leads me to be rather stress free and anxiety free.
But I also, I don't think that means that like you don't care about things or think about things deeply. I don't think that you're like, is aloof the right word?
Possibly. Yeah.
Apathetic or aloof
any
of those things.
I think I used to be worried that I used to worry that I didn't care about like anything.
Oh gosh.
I feel like
when?
Well, I feel like maybe like, you know, high school or college, early college, like some people get so fired up about things.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I'd be like, man, I wish like maybe I should care about something in the way that person cares about such and such thing. And I think I have stuff that I care about and I have interests that I care about. So I think I'm okay. But sometimes I would think,
well,
like, man, I really don't care about stuff in a fiery, passionate way.
Well, I also wonder if, like you were saying, like, you as a kid, like, I wonder if you, like, didn't allow yourself to feel that way.
Mm.
Like, oh, it's not okay if I feel, like, this opinionated or this angry or this passionate.
Yeah. Actually.
Because that's a pretty intense.
That's probably.
Emotion and personality to have in a room.
Actually, that's probably what it is, actually. Yes. Yeah. Like make,
but it is okay.
Make everything,
and you're finding your voice now.
Make everything soft and amicable and you know, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are What are things that you have very strong opinions about that you, like, would not just let someone...
I think, like, my hobbies. So, like, books, movies, video games. I think I'm well-versed in that stuff. And so I'm able to talk about them and...
At length.
At length, yeah. And know why I feel a certain way about something and I'm able to back it up. Music.
Yeah, definitely.
I didn't talk about music at all, but...
But you love it.
Plenty of music takes that I will defend, you know, and really hold true. So.
Okay, well, let's close out the episode with hearing your voice. And you can share maybe your favorite movie, favorite book.
Oh, wow.
And favorite artist.
Okay. I would mean those are easy, but... Okay. My favorite movie is The Empire Strikes Back. My favorite book is 11/22/63 by Stephen King. And my favorite artist is...
I don't know why I thought it was 11/22/64.
11/22/63.
Okay, I got that wrong.
11/22/64. No, it's 63.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're good. And then my favorite artist is The Beatles, without a doubt. Everyone, go check those things out if you wanna.
Yeah, you can find Tyler on Instagram.
Well, not lately. Oh,
you can find his page there, but...
I'm trying to stick it to the big corporate execs.
He did have an Instagram. You could find him
still out there.
On Apple Music, maybe.
Yeah, you can find me on Apple Music.
You can find him on PlayStation.
Yeah, you can find me on at Fanana10. I think it's just Fanana10. We can edit that out, too.
No, that's fine. Okay, well, thanks for being here and being my guest.
Well, thank you for having me. I've really, really enjoyed this. I love you, too.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I was so excited for Tyler to join the podcast, and I feel like there were countless things that I would have wanted to talk about with him, because he is so inspiring to me and he has so many qualities that I want to better embody. But he truly has changed my life in more ways than I can count and has blessed it in ways that I did not even think were possible. So he had to be on the podcast because he has undoubtedly changed my life for the better and for good. He is such a person of peace and comfort and warmth, and someone that is just radiant and everyone wants to be around him and be near him. And I feel so lucky that he's mine and that we're together. I could go on and on and on, but I'm not going to turn into a gush fest here. I just love him so much, and I hope that you enjoyed listening and getting to know him. I love you so much, and I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.